Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Should I say good morning video games?
I guess so. Do it in a high pitched voice.
Good morning video games!
Don't do it. No, that makes you sound like you're mocking a group of people. Do it like
good morning video games! Is that one good enough?
Good!
Well, I can't do it high pitched.
Neither can I. It hurt my throat.
Let's just do a normal one.
Good morning, video games! Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by two of the most knowledgeable and ethical journalists in video games journalism. I'm Ben Vanell, the host of this show, as always, and I'm joined by my friend, Adam Knox.
Hello! You can't move the phone away from me while we're recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
You might have heard the audio quality's dipped a little.
Especially when
episode.
I had to just pick up the phone and put it on airplane mode.
He's getting too many messages from the dickhead police.
Yes.
Gotcha, mate.
They were messaging me. They were saying there's a dickhead nearby, be on the lookout. But you know who isn't nearby?
It's Tommy Dassolo. He's not here this week. He happens to own the recording equipment that we use as well.
Yep.
He was busy, and we're actually very busy as well. So this is going to be a short little bonus episode.
Yeah, just a little check-in.
But released at the regular time instead of a full episode.
Yeah, yeah.
This week. But you know what? You're lucky you're getting a goddamn thing. It's all for free.
Yeah.
We could
just decide to never record another episode.
You sons of bitches.
And daughters.
No, the women who listen to this are all fine. There's just three men in particular I'm thinking of who are complete sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are.
I know.
So yeah, we're just doing a little one here before Ben and Tommy's actually, but Tommy isn't here. Their comedy night.
Yeah, Catfish Comedy on Tuesdays. Come and watch it.
So we tested this iPhone recording just before and it sounded not great but fine.
Yeah.
Apologies if any of this sounds like total dog shit.
Yeah.
It's the best we could do on the shoestring budget that we have.
Yeah.
To afford this $900 phone. So what's been going on during the week, Ben?
Well, the one thing that really took my interest was No Man's Sky release date, I think 3rd?
June 21st.
Is it 21st?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
Oh, okay. Something else must be June 3rd, someone's birthday maybe.
Something will happen that day.
Yeah. So I have been really excited for this game ever since I heard about it. I think, yeah, the last time we talked about it, you were pretty skeptical.
Not skeptical, just like, I think everything that I kind of didn't want that game to be is what it's going to be, but that's fine.
Right.
Because now it's at least saying what it is, so I know.
Right.
And it still looks fine, but like all the stuff of it being like a survival-based game, the things that they were saying with their influences, like Don't Starve and shit.
Right. It doesn't seem to be that at all. It seems to be...
That's what they're saying it is.
What? A survival-based Don't Starve game?
Yeah.
That's literally
what they've said.
So I watched a bunch of videos about it. A lot of them seem to have been released about a year ago, though.
Yeah.
But they were really in-depth.
But you see, that's the thing, is all the stuff from a year ago, they were being cagey.
Right.
And they've been more upfront in the last week. So there's a few videos that came out this week that you should watch then.
Right, okay.
Because there's some, that is what the game is. It's a survival game.
Right.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't like those sort of games, traditional, like, I haven't really given them that much of a chance. But
I played Don't Starve and I couldn't get into it.
Exactly, yeah. They're just kind of boring. Like, hopefully the setting of this is something that will counteract that, because it is so cool, the thing of going to all these different planets and everything.
Yeah.
But the way so the stuff they said this week that I hadn't heard before was 9 out of 10 planets they want to be shit.
Yeah, okay.
So that you get that feeling of exploring the universe, mm-hmm. so that the one planet that is good feels better to come across.
Right. And that makes sense. Like, there's not many Earth-like planets
totally.
In the universe.
But so then you mix that with you having to survive your way through these planets. And, like, so you're gathering resources.
Yep.
You're fighting these space police.
Yep, the Sentinels. There,
and you're trying to build up all your shit. But so, like, the video that came out this week, there was some that, like, it had the guy on, like, an ice planet, mm-hmm. and he was taking damage because his suit wasn't good enough, and he couldn't breathe the atmosphere well enough. And that sort of shit, I just, like, hopefully it has a second mode where it's, like, explore mode or whatever.
Right, because that's what it appeared to be, was just go and explore, and everything kind of is... So I watched a lot of the older videos where it was like everything's generated based on like a scale, a sliding scale from zero to weird, and like everything from the creatures to the trees to the planets, the atmospheres.
Yeah,
it'll all just be done with maths, and it'll be some completely random combination of all of those things.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be pretty and cool, and sometimes it'll be shit and like a rock with no air.
And that's still the case,
right?
Yeah, that's all still there.
And the kind of it was either you can, mine stuff, sell that. I think you get money from discovering stuff as well. So seeing stuff, naming stuff, and uploading that through, like, those transmitter beacons on the planets. You can, apparently, if you wanted to, your entire play style could be flying around, shooting people up, stealing stuff from the wreckage of their ships, and continuing on your way to the center of the galaxy.
Yeah.
And
that's probably still the case, except but the thing that wasn't apparent, or, like, wasn't made clear, like, a year ago...
Hmm.
That they have been talking a lot more about this week is that sort of constant need for, like, oh, I'm out of this resource, I need to go find this.
Right.
My ship doesn't have this bit, so I can't do that. And that sort of, like, constant management of, like, mm-hmm. your shit going on in your life is something I'm not good at in video games or the real world.
Yeah.
And so that's a little bit of a turn-off.
Well, that's pretty much what FTL is. And I've been playing so much of it lately. It's how do you balance everything, your attention and your effort. And you need to constantly be doing that. And that's the kind of game where you do it and it's like you play a Lemmings level and you fuck up something and all the Lemmings die and you go, fuck, I've got to start again.
Yeah.
That's what FTL is. No Man's Sky, I thought, was a little bit more like, here's me going on my journey. Maybe I'll die occasionally because I'll, get blown up by something.
So I'm getting the impression that I don't know if they made this clear that when you die, that's it. You're going to start again on a new planet somewhere.
Right.
And because there's those billions of planets, you'll never see the same thing twice.
Right.
Which is in one way kind of cool, but in another way, they're making fucking Minecraft or that sort of game.
Yeah.
Which do very well, and like maybe this one will be the one where it clicks, hopefully, because I would like to like this game, but that type of game in the past hasn't been amazing.
It feels like, they've got to get that balance where if you really don't want to die and you make it your goal to never die.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I've been searching for the Holy Grail.
I've got a book for you that you might want to read. No, but if it's like...
Dianetics.
Just take this test. If you want to, like, roleplay, like, have a character.
Yeah.
And be like, this is me, this is what my character is, and I'm going to play as if, this is my one shot,
Yeah.
This is my new... This is, like, my quote-unquote life.
Yeah.
And... If you want to do that and avoid combat and avoid getting blown up, hopefully you can do that and you can play like that.
Maybe.
I don't want it to just be like a really hard game.
Because that's the thing is with most of those games, they're not like that because there is one clear path that is the better way to do it.
Yeah.
So you end up trying to do it that way.
Yeah.
And there's stuff they said this week that is cool, like there's like characters in the game that you can speak to and you have to slowly learn their language to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah, so I think I might have seen a couple of the newer videos then where it's language and culture stuff that they hadn't mentioned at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And there will be some of that. And it'll, again, will be randomly generated stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least the combinations
and
stuff.
It seems to be,
Yeah. But there'll be trading posts and there'll be buildings and there'll be people and it'll be like...
And it'll all probably be quite... straightforward, like I doubt you're like, oh, now I've got a space wife or any of that sort of fable stuff.
Yeah,
but like,
and it, even like, it, I wouldn't assume it's like you don't literally have to learn a language.
Yeah,
it's No.
It's more like I've found three of these pillars.
Yeah,
so now I know fucking Greek.
Yeah,
that's in the new Tomb Raider as well. The most recent Tomb Raider. I played a little bit of that.
Yeah,
and it's the dumbest fucking thing in the world. Like you find these murals, right? And then you go up and you shine your flashlight on the mural for a second, and she goes like, ah, the old king died here. Then it goes like, Greek a little better now.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really weird. And it's such a, like, strange, just blank, like, video gamey thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon it'll probably have some of that, but it's still, I'm still looking forward to it. I still want to see what it is and play it.
It still has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah, a lot of those earlier videos, they are kind of vague, but also it doesn't seem unreasonable what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because they are being, like, they're trying not to promise anything. They're just being like, this feeling will be there.
The way they've approached all of that stuff is really great too. Like, I watched an interview this week with one of the dudes from, it's Hello Games, right?
Yeah. Is it the British guy?
I think he was British.
Yeah.
And so he was saying about how, like, for the last however long, their PR team has been like, don't use the word boring, you fucking idiot. Don't call the game boring. But he said, like, but we want it to be kind of boring sometimes. Yeah. Which I think is cool.
I like
that aspect. And, like, that's what the universe would be like. And I was kind of disappointed, like, they said there won't be, like, gas giants and shit.
Yeah, right.
It's all just, like, planets.
Yeah.
But there's, like, black holes and whatever. So we'll see. Mm. I don't know. That game's still on its way.
Yeah.
Like I said, I played a little bit of that Tomb Raider, but not a huge amount at all because we've been busy. So I played about maybe an hour and a half. Seems like the first one. Seems fine.
Yep.
You know. But
so that's still not out on PS4, is it?
No, not until the end of the year.
Fuck,
it's out on PC now and Xbox One.
Right.
Man, that's been a big thing this last week, actually. With the fucking, like, as someone who bought your old Xbox.
Yeah.
Every fucking game for that now is coming to the PC as well.
Oh,
like,
right.
It's not a big deal. Like, I say that like I'm mad about it. I'm not, because the more people that can play everything, the better.
Yeah.
But it does, a little bit of me goes like, oh, well, I've got an okay computer.
I didn't really
need to buy that, but whatever, it wasn't huge. But, like,
yeah.
So, Gears of War, Forza, this game, Quantum Break.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Killer Instinct, like, all these ones that were, like, the Xbox ones,
mm-hmm.
they're all coming to PC now.
Fuck.
But just on the Windows 10 storm, and it's all apparently weird and locked down, and I don't fully understand what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But apparently there's some shit wrong with it, like where games will look worse than they should because they've gone through this, because of the weird way, because it's got like this app story thing of like, you need to have these specific types of things in your thing. So,
yeah.
Man, that was a bad description. But something's happened.
Do you have Windows 10?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's free for a while too, but I don't know. I'm kind of just worried that old stuff won't run on it. And like,
what have I got? Like Windows 7 64 bit or something?
Yeah.
Even then, it's like, I just preferred XP. Like,
man, I've always wanted, I wish it was trivial to do this. I know it's not, and I understand why. But there's so many, like, whenever you watch like an old, especially movies from the 90s. The way that computers run on these, like, fake operating systems in those movies, they're always so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I want that fucking dumbass Jurassic Park thing where I'm quick in between villages.
Yeah.
And, like, zipping around. Like, I have to, like, oh, you want to open this folder? Well, that's a 3-day hike over there. You got to walk.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Our hard drives should be kept in, like sub-zero coolant centers. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I should have to attach a wire to my back every time I want to open Facebook.
Yeah, make out with a Dilophosaurus.
Jam one of those Matrix needles in the back of my neck.
Oh, well, look, that's where I'm hoping everything's going.
Jack in, then jack off. That's my... I miss Tommy.
But you've played something else as well, haven't you?
Yeah, so I played this a little while ago, but it came out today, The Division.
Yes.
Sorry, Tom Clancy's The Division.
Yes, yes.
Which is so fucking creepy that they're still calling it that.
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
Yeah.
Tom Clancy died.
He gone.
When Colin McRae died, they started just calling those games Dirt.
Yeah.
Instead of Colin McRae's Dirt.
Yeah,
and
that's true. I'm not looking forward to the day when Sid Meier dies.
Yeah, it'll. I mean, that's. I don't know how old he is. Probably like 90.
He's a close friend of mine. That's why.
He's not the game developer. No, he's my butcher. He's a very nice man.
He's actually not that old. I read an interview with him recently, and then I started playing some Civ 5, which is just so addictive.
Is that where the thing about Robin Williams was from?
Yes.
Did you hear this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
For anyone who didn't know, like, apparently the reason Sid Meier's name is on all his games is because Robin Williams thought it would be funny.
Yeah.
To like make him the star of these games.
Yeah, like a famous video games fan Robin Williams. Well, but then the same interview was that Sid Meier was like, no, it was my business partner.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Robin Williams, he's my butcher.
Yeah.
So, The Division, I played when I was, my brother, I was at his or my parents' house where he lives.
Great.
For a few days.
Stuff. Not convoluted at all.
It doesn't matter where I was. I had a PS4 and he downloaded the beta version of The Division.
Right.
About a week and 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
I really didn't like it. that game's out today. I'm probably not going to bother getting it.
Yeah, I don't have any money at the moment, but I don't know. I think that it looks good.
Yeah, like, it did for a period of time. But yeah. Like, so it's really, really boring. That's right. All. It's just really like, all the enemies aren't dangerous.
It's No Man's Sky of shooters.
So, well, I mean, I don't want to say that yet because I don't know No Man's Sky. I'll tell you this. It's like, it's the bad version of Destiny. It's wow. Destiny crossed with like some fucking like, it feels like.
That's pretty bad.
You know those third-person shooters you get like during the PS2 era and stuff that were just like the fucking bland, like most boring, like fucking Blood Rain,
yeah, right,
that sort of shit where yep. you're just like ugh, and yep. it's just feels like one of them. It's really boring. Gosh. There's nothing to it. The story is fucking stupid.
Yeah,
it's so weird, man. Like, so the story is that it was Black Friday in America, which is when they have all their sales after Thanksgiving. And
this
somebody,
does not bode well for the story.
Somebody released a contagion thing. Everybody gets sick. People either flee New York or they get sick in New York.
Yeah.
Or they just stay and they're not sick in New York. A bunch of people die.
Yeah,
and New York's like a ghost town now. But there's some random people who've stayed who you see walking around who are just normal people.
Yeah.
But then everyone you're fighting is just some New Yorker who, since the fucking outbreak,
yeah.
has decided to take up arms and become a part of a gang.
Okay.
It's really weird. It's like the Warriors, but without any personality or any reason for them to have become like that.
Right.
Because it's been, like, a few months. And so from, like, last August to now,
yeah.
people have gone, some people are sick in New York? Well, give me that AK-47. Yeah, yeah. I'm going crazy.
If it's just that city, right?
It's fucking stupid. It's not even the whole... It's a tiny part of the city.
Then that's ridiculous.
It's like Brooklyn
people,
in there.
Those people wanted to go crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them, and they're all so boring to shoot at.
Ugh.
Like, it just doesn't feel very good. Because
when you started to describe it, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of like Escape from New York, which would be a great
sure.
setting.
It's like that if somebody without a personality
yeah.
made it. Yeah, totally.
Fuck.
It's like a robot remade Escape from New York.
Yeah.
And it just sucks. It's kind of boring.
It's meant to be a mostly online shooter
yeah.
though, right?
And there's some cool stuff they've tried to do with that I didn't really look at, but it sounds cool where like, so if you're out in the dark zone, they call it.
Yeah. Very creative.
Yeah. That's where, like, roving bands can attack you, but mm-hmm. these are other players. And so if you do that, then you, like, go rogue and you can steal people's shits and all... Shit.
Oh,
not shits.
Oh.
I mean, you can. This is post-apocalyptic New York.
Yeah.
You need every resource you can get your mitts on.
Oh.
But it's just kind of flat and boring, and I'm not interested in getting the full,
yeah.
full thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to think much more carefully about what I buy these days.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to shell out those clams.
But it's the time for me as well. Like, because
yeah.
they design games like this, because someone like got in there and data mined the thing and figured out exactly what's in it.
Yeah.
It's like 20-something missions. I played 4, and that took about an hour and a half.
Oh, fuck.
So,
well, that's...
It
sounds like a Call of Duty, except the story's not even passable. Like,
no, totally, but it's not even it's not like exciting like a Call
right,
of Duty. It's even
right,
like
right.
that fake exciting.
Yeah,
it's just flat and
yeah.
like
because they're not because obviously the Call of Duty at least they have the multiplayer thing, which is massive.
Totally,
and
yeah.
this I guess they hope it's going to be. But
it definitely won't. It doesn't
yeah.
look like there's enough.
There's
hasn't
been
stuff in the game
buzz or anything. Like there
no.
was when they announced it way
yeah.
back at the start, but. I haven't heard much excitement at the moment.
They've put it on the side of buses and shit.
Yeah.
That gets me excited. I'll buy anything that's on the side of a bus.
Yeah.
Old man's saliva, anything.
Fucking hell. I'm curious to hear more reactions, though.
Sure,
I don't... Yeah.
And like I say, I haven't played the full thing, but this was like 2 weeks ago, and I got
yeah.
bored of it when it was free.
Yeah.
So if I had have paid however much, like $80
yeah.
for it, blech.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it really fucking, it looks like nobody cared.
Yeah.
You can tell that it was designed by, like, some kind of marketing algorithm.
Yeah, right.
Rather than
yep.
a human being.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd avoid it. All those Tom Clancy games have been bad for a fair while.
Yeah, it was, like, Rainbow Six was good, and that was,
Rainbow
what, 20
Six
years ago?
Vegas was all right. That was, like, at the start of the 360.
Right, okay.
I remember liking that, and I guess Splinter Cell stayed good for a while. I haven't
right,
played any of, like...
Is Ghost Recon's Tom Clancy as well?
Yeah,
right?
And there's another one of them coming out this year.
That was good. I enjoyed that. I didn't get heaps into it, but that was fine. It was a fine game. It wasn't. Did not have a lot of personality.
Yeah, I used to fucking love Splinter Cell.
Yeah,
those Xbox ones were really good.
Yeah,
but apparently the new ones are no good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh well. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Civ 5. Do you play the Civilization games?
I've played a bit of one of them, I think 4.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Like, they nailed it with the second one, which came out in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's so good. It's just turn-based strategy and the, like, progression of culture and, you know, you get, like, a barracks and then you get a temple because you get religion and you, you just, like...
Yeah.
It's really... It's just, basically it's an interconnected series of, like, goals and rewards.
Yeah.
But, fuck, it's addictive.
It was always the classic one of where people would go, like, and then I had one more turn and then it was sunrise.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's literally that. Like, I've done that so many times.
That's terrifying. That's what I was saying about time, not the... Like, I want to be more careful with... the time I put in this stuff, because I'm not going to fucking put... Like, even if something like The Division had, like, 40 hours of bloated shit in it...
Yeah.
Man, that's 40 hours I can't get back to my kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't have any children.
No, no. You could be using that time to make something.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I couldn't, because I don't have a girlfriend.
No, but, like, you could find right one.
Now. Well...
Nah.
I don't really want them too.
That's 40 hours of mournful poetry.
Exactly.
Writing.
40 hours of girlfriend time is 40 hours I don't have to do work, which is what real people do. I'm totally fine.
Usually this happens when you're middle-aged.
Man, the way I live, I probably am middle-aged right about now.
Well, on that very happy note, should we wrap up this mini-sode of Filthy Casuals?
Yeah, sorry about the mini-sode, but, you know, we'll be back to normal next week, I believe.
Yep, we will be.
So, that'll be good. We'll have more stuff to talk about, but, yeah, just for now, this is all we could do. But I hope you've enjoyed having check-in. This is from a different podcast, but we were just checking in on ya!
Oh, boy.
That's a really bad shouting Bill Burr.
What are we? Yeah, there's not heaps of new games coming up. So if you guys have like questions or topics you maybe want to suggest to us, just email them in filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com, just or the Facebook or the Twitter filthycastpod. Just send some more stuff in. We've had not heaps of listener mail lately, so get some in and we'll probably talk about it.
If you got some questions, we'll answer them.
Yeah, I can't think of any games coming up that I really want to jump on. So. Yeah,
give us
some content.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and like look at some old stuff.
Yeah, well that's the thing. I've got like 118 games on Steam, and I've played 20 of them. So
yeah, that's so many.
but anyway, as we say at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.